but I never want to do it.
Guess we can avoid doing all that.
Okay. I brought, these are my toys, and when I'm done, you can help me clean up with Angel in it.
Yes.
Bye. Just play like you would play if I weren't here.
Okay, here's your one. How about a clay or something to lay down your name? Want to figure it out for you? Yes? What do you want to play with? It's a different phone. She has about 6 different telephones.
Really?
Yeah. She gets one for Christmas and people usually. And you want to phone somebody, Joanna? Oh, Sophia. Huh? Excuse me.
Oh, we'll
get a little bit of cold water, John. How about some lemonade? You like some? Yes? This probably reminds me of the social worker that used to come every week. Gave me the bag like that, full of toys.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Look at this, Joanna, what is it? Looks like an elephant. What are you thinking? Doesn't feel like talking much, I guess.
Don't worry.
Put this place in there. Just, they look like... He said you have to do anything. Just a bit different colors. Want to play house? Yes? What is this? Looks like a shoe. Which store do you like the best? Train? Junior car? What do you want to play? School? Car? Should you train? Oh no, that isn't a train. Do you feel the plane? No? Nothing. Okay, I'm gonna play all by myself. Look at these two colors. Where should go? Who's the driver, Joanna? The man you or the baby?
Maybe the baby.
To the driver?
Yeah.
So this van has to steer him with? Want to play blocks? wicked little house. Play with them now because she's gonna take them. Can people? Okay, so look at that, Joanna. Thank you.
to store? Yeah. I don't see any toy job.
No.
Oh, you're selling dishes? Tea sets? No. Can? Look at the dough is too little. Nothing fits in there.
Look at
my store. Can you? Look at. You can use this one. Water fountain. Oops, sorry. Got your bed, John. Let's make something else, a bigger house, John.
No, you look at the way and I look at the way.
Okay.
You can make a bigger bed.
A beautiful bed? That one is beautiful, honey, look.
Make? Yeah.
Okay. I'll make my own. I'm gonna make my own thing.
us a tablecloth. If you want to play house.
We'll play house.
Who am I going to play with? Like this animal? Let's have a mushroom. Figure that out.
I'm messing.
Maybe you join up.
Let's go upside down.
Yeah. I have to find all the pieces from the side. Maybe this one. This one. But maybe. You think that one is fine over
there?
Yeah. How about this one?
That's the big one. That don't fit.
That don't belong there.
Fit there. That don't
no?
fit there.
Let me see. Let me try. No. Let me just see. Yeah. This this one was here, look.
Yeah.
Like it like that?
But just don't.
Passing the lumber up. Too long. With those pieces, but to make a butterfly, a fish, flower. See what she's doing? She's making a butterfly.
I made
it. You can make different things, I guess. Thank you.
keep your VCR in there.
Thank you.
that God's giving them. This is just three.
Let's play house.
Okay.
Come on.
Oops.
Leave it like that. Leave it like that.
Okay, let me try to fix it. I don't like it like that. It doesn't look like that. Like a little house. The house, the ledge, and everything, you know. Try not to cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? You got so many cousins. Which one is it? them, okay?
Then use them.
I'm gonna use them, okay? I'm gonna go through your friends. Let's see if she's home too. Hello? Who's there? Is Joanna's grandma home?
Who's there?
She's not there anymore.
You have to call my another grandma.
She's very far, honey. Why don't you talk to your cousin, okay? And then I'll talk to my cousin. Home. Uh-oh. Can you talk to your cousin, Tina? She's not home either?
Yeah.
Oh, what a bad luck, huh? Okay. We get to try again.
Come here. Go.
You want to read the book now?
Which one?
Actually, first let's try something, and then if it doesn't work, we'll try it after the book. And that is if you can get Joanna to tell you about an exciting event that's happened recently. Just, if you just get her to tell you about something, usually if it's a birthday or a holiday or something you did on the weekend or something like that.
We did go, when was it? On Sunday, we went to a Canton, what is it, like a beach, Japan. And she went, I went with a friend, she has two daughters. And they did have a great time.
Okay. Well, if you think you can get her, just get her to tell you about it.
Joanna, remember when we went with the Dragos daughters to the beach? Do you like it? How was it?
Fine.
Do you like to swim? What do you play with? Saika or Iraida? Your friend?
Yeah.
Do you like it better than the...
Looks like I would play cool.
You do? That was fun, huh, honey? The water was so cool.
We make a big hole.
You do?
Like
a leaf. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing you play with Saika.
The years are a leaf.
We have to go again, you know, on the weekend. Would you like to go again?
Yeah. I try to swim like this.
Yeah. Oops. Well, at least you tried, huh, Nina?
Yeah.
Were you scared, honey?
Yeah.
You were not scared, were you?
Yeah. But I tried to do this.
Well, that's good. At least you tried. You know what? We have to go and take some swimming lessons. You and my kids.
But so, we're going to the swimming pool.
Sure, we're going to go, but you have to take swimming lessons before that.
But we're going to the swimming pool.
We are, you know, but the swimming pool is not open yet.
We have to wait.
Have to wait two more weeks. To the swimming pool, a weekend to the beach, another one to the swimming pool, the next one to the pond.
But I don't want to go in the little one.
Why not, honey? That's for little ones. That's for kids like you.
I can jump.
You can jump in the little one?
No, I can jump in the big one. And I will get scared.
It's more for the big one than my
families. I know.
I'm gonna see if you can jump in the big one. Maybe you've grown a lot more this year.
Yeah.
For the last couple of years, you couldn't go in the big one because you were small, remember? But maybe this year you'll be able to go into the big one.
Stupid.
A don't know about the soup, huh? Okay. Go ahead. Come
here.
Let me serve. Let me serve. I love it for you. I know it's your favorite food. One, two, three teaspoonfuls of salt. Here you go.
Thank you very much. That's good. Go ahead, the water sounds nice, doesn't it? So you can get swimming lessons at around here?
At the YMCA.
That's good.
I was hoping if I didn't go to that vacation, I told you.
I finished.
We're supposed to go the 25th of the, to Framingham or the 10th of May. But I was trying to switch from the 25th to the 10th. I don't think it's possible. I wanted to do that to take a first swimming lesson.
Well, that maybe that'll get them excited about it, and then they'll learn it when they get back.
The thing is that they don't have that many courses, you know, swimming, and you have to do it ahead of time. And I was trying to see if I could go to the second session to plan it, so they could.
So you think it'll be too crowded?
Yes.
Everybody wants to go.
You have to find out ahead of time at the YMCA and places.
I used to teach swimming lessons for little ones.
How is it? Is it better to take them when they're younger? Like,
I always
thought it was easier when they grew up, little, you know, like.
Well, she'll be able to learn how to swim better now because she can move her arms around better. They don't let them, where I was teaching, they didn't let them in any younger than 3 and a half. So she's about as young as she can be. I'm going to run into the bathroom and read the book when I get back. Well, neither one is bad.
Okay. You know what, John, I was seeing? I forgot to write the name of this book. This big, little, Bolton book belongs to
me.
Who is me?
Me.
Joanna. Bring it up.
Me.
Okay, let me see what's the title of this book. The health that has enough. What does that mean? The health had enough. She was tired. She couldn't take it anymore. You'll see why. Listen, one morning, Amy woke up on the floor with a big bump. See? Uh-oh. Amy looked up. The vet was standing over her. I've had enough, the vet said. You never make me. You jumped. You jumped up and down on me. See, the vet and back up. I'm going someplace where people will take better care of me. Then the vet ran out of the room. Uh-oh, isn't that funny? Look at its legs. It's so little.
And then they ran like that.
Standing and running out of the room. And he was very surprised. Quite a strange way to start the day, she thought. Suddenly, Annie's dirty clothes stood up. Look at the clothes. They're so dirty, they can't even stand up.
Yeah.
Their favorite shirt. You know why they stood up? I'm gonna finish reading this page, John. I don't know what the clothes meant. Well, they probably done that, because Amy didn't wash the clothes or fold them. The clothes ran out of the room, too. Uh-oh, look at all the clothes. Don't they look funny, Johnny? They probably smell.
And she stole them.
Yeah, she saw them. Annie sat on the floor. The people sat beside her. You've always been nice to me, the people said. You call me at night, I'll stay with you, Annie. Oh, look. The people didn't leave. Thank you, said Annie. Annie went into the bathroom to brush her teeth. But when she reached for the toothbrush, she jumped away. Look. You don't rinse me out, said the toothbrush. You leave little pieces of toothpaste in me. The toothpaste added. I'm almost done. I get dry and crusty because you don't put my cat in that one. Uh-oh, so they don't like that, right, Jonna?
Yes.
And Annie reached for the soap and said, you leave water in my dish. I'm soggy all the time. You don't hang us up to dry after we use it, said the towel. We're already done. Look at them, they're running out of the room. And with that, the toothbrush, the toothpaste, the soap, and the towels run out of the bathroom. Oh, poor Annie. She's on the stay over the syrup, huh?
Yes, yeah,
only with the people, right. By this time, Annie was getting hungry. She wanted breakfast, so she went into the kitchen to make a peanut butter and pickle sandwich. Have you ever had that peanut butter and pickle sandwich? Do you like it? I never did one of those. But when Annie reached for the refrigerator door, the refrigerator jumped away. Look at it. Even the refrigerator jumped away. Annie, the refrigerator said, you left milk. Tell me, you leave the lid of the pickle jar. I smell terrible now. I'm leaving. Look. Annie looked around the kitchen, the spoons, knives, forks, dishes, and glasses had lined up on the floor. Look at all the dishes.
They're lining up.
I suppose you're leaving too, Annie said. You never washed us after you use us, said one of the spoons. The juice can't take it anymore. They all run out. I don't blame them. She probably gonna want to run out, eh? Annie sat down next to her pillow. What next, she asked. Then Annie's favorite doll walked by. She pulled Annie's all the toys in the wagon. Oh, look at this, Mama. You don't put us away, the doll said. We get stepped on. It just isn't safe here. The dog ran out of the front door, pulling the wagon behind him. Oh, I very much still feel like that. I don't know. The wagon ran out of the room because the second didn't invite them. Annie followed the dog to the door and looked out. She saw her hammer running off. It called to Annie, "You use me to hammer the sidewalk." Annie saw the garbage cans, her bike, and a can of paint following the hammer. "You pound us like drums," the garbage cans said. "Uh-oh." "You drive me down the stairs," the bike said. "You use me to paint the front room," the can of paint said. "Everybody's talking, huh, Grandma? All the things are talking in this book." Annie and her people went outside and watched the hammer and the can of paint disappear around the corner. Suddenly there was a loud crunch. Oh, Annie turned around. The house was standing up. Even the house, Grandma. Look at that. Isn't that awful, huh? Even the house is running away. The whole house. "Slam my doors when you're angry," the house said. "You leave my windows open when it rains. You hang posters on my walls with paint." Well, young lady, this house had quite enough. Poor Annie. "I had no idea everything was so mad at me," Annie said. "I can take very care of my things, honest." She turned the pillow at it. The only thing was left was a pillow, right, Grandma? "Well, I do feel kind of empty now that all my things have left," the house said. "Maybe I can talk them into coming back. But first, promise me you take better care of us." Oh, so the house wanted to come back, right, Grandma? "I promise," shouted Annie. "I'll see what I can do," said the house, and it ran off. A little while later, the house returned with Annie's things inside it. Now, do as you promised," the house said. "I will," Annie shouted. "Thank you, house. You won't regret this." She ran inside. Let's see what happened. Annie cleaned the refrigerator. She washed the dishes. Annie put the cap on the toothpaste. She rinsed out the toothbrush. Annie folded her clothes and put them away. "Wow, what a nice girl she is, huh?" Mm-hmm. She made her bed. She put her toys away. She was so busy all day long. Now it was time for bed. "Get it in, Joanna, we're missing a fish." I guess it means that the house was so happy that it stayed, decided to stay. You remember anything, Joanna, in this book? You want to read it to me now? Okay, your turn. Okay, just help. And then you have to read it. "This big little golden book belongs to
me."
Who is me?
Me!
Joanna. I'm just gonna read you a few pages, okay, Joanna? I'll get it tired. So how do you do? Okay. "One morning," can you remember anything from this page? What happened? What?
You did dinner.
That's right. But what happened before that? Annie woke up on the floor with a big bag. You know why? The bed pushed it away.
It's a
really ran out of the room because Annie didn't get in the bed with her sister. Annie was very surprised. What a strange way to start the day, she thought. Suddenly, I haven't finished. I haven't finished. Suddenly, Annie's dirty clothes stood up. Her favorite shirt said, "Who wears every day, the very dirty and tears open up, little folders of washer, the juice drawers on the floor. We had enough to rest, of course. Look at them, they look like a gang, John. All of them against Annie." George ran out of the room.
And this too.
All the clothes, pants,
and this.
Boots, socks. Look at them, this is Annie. Annie sat on the floor, her feet were stuck inside her. "Always be nice to me," the people said. "You call me at night, I'll stay with you, Annie." "Thank you," said Annie. Let's see what happened. Annie went into the bathroom to brush her teeth. But when she reached for the toothbrush, she jumped away. Why do you think she jumped away? "You don't rinse me out," said the toothbrush. "You leave me little pieces of toothbrush in here. Oh, toothpaste added. I get dry and crusty because you don't feel my cat make one. So they don't like that, Grandma?" When Annie, they hate her. When Annie reached for the soap, he said, "You leave water in my teeth. I'm sorry all the time. You don't think that's how to drive up to the music," said the towel. "We all the time." Oh. And with that, the toothbrush, the toothpaste, the soap, and the towel ran out of the bathroom. By this time, Annie was getting hungry. She wanted breakfast. So she went into the kitchen to make a dinner garden with a sandwich. "I'm getting tired too, John. You want me to stop?" "Yes? Or you want me to finish this page?"
"Yeah."
Annie reached for the refrigerator, but the refrigerator jumped away. "Annie," the refrigerator said, "you bet milk is failing me. You leave the lid off the pickle jar. I smell terrible now. I'm leaving." What happened next?
Yeah!
Annie sat down next to the table. "One next," she asked. Just then Annie's favorite dog walked by. She pulled Annie's other person away. "Look, it looks like a real little gun. Doesn't she?"
"No, it's black.
Oh, it's wonderful." "Yeah. You don't put us away," the dog said. "We get stepped on. Just isn't safe here." Did you ever think of that, Johnny? Toys and dogs, huh? They wanted to put them away. The dog ran out of the front door, putting the bed behind her. "Oh, I finished, John, at the page. You want me to stop?" She really loves him. Annie and your people went outside and watched the hammer and the can of paint disappear around the corner. Suddenly there was a loud crunch.
Oh,
something like a earthquake happened. Annie turned around. The house was standing up. I finished that thing. Which one is it?
This one.
Little while later, the house returned with Annie's things inside it. "Oh, that's nice, huh? The house came back, Grandma? And brought all the things." "Now, do as you promised," the house said. "I will," Annie shouted. "Thank you, Val. You won't regret this." She ran inside.
Let's see what she did. Anna cleaned the refrigerator. She washed the dishes. Look at her. What a nice girl, huh? Anna put the tap on the toothpaste. She rinsed out the toothbrush. Oh, that house is so nice.
I think the teeth have all this.
She put it on? Yeah. She put the tap on the toothpaste. How is it? Annie folded the clothes and put them away. See how nice they look, John? She made the bed. She put the toys away. Even the doll, huh? Look at the doll. The one that was putting the wagon. She was putting away. She was busy all day long. Now it's time for bed. Well, we're missing two pages, I guess. We know what happened next. Maybe she took a bath and went to bed, huh, John? Maybe.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Joanna.
She really loves reading books.
She does.
Yes, Mikey wouldn't stay still like her for more than 2 seconds, maybe 2 minutes.
She looks like she's going to take another nap.
She hasn't had lunch, I guess it's that chicken
fried
chicken.
Are you hungry?
So it's
that's a good book. Well, you want to help me put my toys away?
Oh, that's my school bus.
Yeah, well, your mom was
Joanna, honey, I'm going to do that.